The transformation is underway. Crews working to convert a vacant Woolworth's department store into a theater. The Adirondack Theater Festival has decided to hold their first summer event in a vacant store, part of a small city downtown that is littered with vacant storefronts. But theater artistic director Martha Banta says she hopes the theater can help transform the downtown area.
If it even opens the door for something else to happen in this space or next door in any of the other vacant spots, it would be, you know, an incredible good fortune for downtown Glens Falls, I think.
Paulette Ricotta is president of the Glens Falls Downtown Business Association, Partners for Progress, and is welcoming the theater with open arms.
I think it brings about tremendous exposure. It gives people the ideas that, or the potential that downtown has, and that downtown is not dead, that there are tremendous possibilities if you have the ideas and the wherewithal, and it really doesn't take a lot of money to make something happen, and the potential is there.
And the mayor of the city, Vincent DeSantis, agrees.
Well, you know, it's very exciting. That building had always, in my memory, been a retail 5 and 10 cent type store, and to have this very creative group come in and make a theater out of it is exciting. It really is, and I think it bodes well for the city to think that a group like this would be willing to open a theater production downtown Glens Falls.
The theater company is taking over the store to present Edward Albee's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Three Tall Women, which is the story of three women who range in age from their mid-20s to their 90s.
You're from Harry?
No. Harry's dead. Harry's been dead for years.
Harry's dead? When did Harry die?
30 years ago.
Okay, then it's in the back room. It's in the closet.
The company has a traditional theater home just a few miles from the vacant store. But Martha Banta says besides wanting to help the downtown area, she wanted to challenge the audience.
At least half of our patrons are coming just to see how the heck you put a theater in there, and the other half are coming for the play, too.
How long do you think it's going to take the audience to realize that they're not between housewares and the pet section and actually in a theater?
Hopefully not too long. The way we've designed this space is that part of it is blocked off, but part of it is exposed. So I wanted to make sure you never forget you're in a Woolworth's. I'm not trying to hide it. I'm trying to capitalize on it in a way. The play itself is about, you know, it's a lot about different stages of life and a little bit about getting older and what that means. And I sort of feel like the Woolworth's is a stage of life in history because so many of them are closing and we're now on to Walmart's, and that's a very different experience.
And producing director David Turner says the idea to leave existing equipment in plain view of the audience right behind the stage will add to the meaning of the play.
It's about memory and places changing and their uses changing. And that's what we're doing here represents. And having the old pieces of stainless steel kitchen items from the 40s and 50s back there really reminds us of where both the characters in the play have come from time-wise and where this space has come from.
And lighting director Matt Fry says people are already remembering.
It seems like all the people that have been coming in this week, it's all about memory for them. They come in and they ask what we're doing, and then they say, boy, the last time I was here, I had a hot dog and a milkshake right over there. And it's been like that all week. People just remember the last time they came into the Woolworth's.
The company has made the store homey, but in just a few short weeks, the play will close, and Turner says the theater will vacate.
Theaters is about a lot of it's about smoke and mirrors, and when these curtains come down, it turns back into a Woolworth's store quite quickly.
But Martha Banta says she is already looking to the future.
If this space isn't available next year, you know, I was driving by the Grand Union and looking at that yesterday. I can't tell anybody I work with here, they'll kill me.
For WAMC News, I'm Joe Donahue.